I English or P, it doesn't matter. No. I can get mixed all together.
Okay.
I'll work on that. What you already had the introduction in terms of what this is about.
Yes.
Now, many a time when we think about education, whether it is English education, whether it's Arabic education, whether it's Christian education, Islamic education, even in the secular system, you have a lot of girls who start schools. Some of the traditional parents don't want their kids to go to school, and girls go to school anyway. But when they start, in the primary school, it's almost equal numbers. Middle school, still a little bit. By the time they finish middle school to continue, let's say these days JSS, and to continue to SSS, the number of girls decline considerably. Then by the time you get to universities and other things, it's absolutely declined much, much greater. Until recently, actually, when it's going up. But when you think about Muslims, Muslim women, the perception has been that Muslim women must sell porridge or some rice or something like trade as opposed to going to school. Can you tell us a little bit about your personal background and how you went through the system that actually got you where you are? And so first of all, where are you? Define yourself. If someone were to say, now, what is your educational background? What do you do? And therefore, how did you get here?
Okay. Now I'm a teacher by profession. I'm a graduate teacher by profession. I managed to get to this position, but...
Yes. That's all right. No, just ignore the tape and everything. Just tell your story.
Oh, no.
Tell your story.
Yeah. Really, my dad was a literate man.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying that my father's house, they are all literate.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the women, as you were saying.
Yes.
It's only one of my aunties who had the chance to be educated.
Yes.
And she's now a midwife at the Kofanochi Teaching Hospital. My dad got married to my mom when she never had any Western graduate education. Yeah. It was the Arabic, as she was saying.
Yes.
So she was taken to a village to teach. And then those that he was teaching the Arabic, some were having the Western type of education. And he developed interest in learning the English. So when he started, he realized, no, he has to stop teaching and then
go
to school. So she started class four. So by the time she completed teacher training college, she has given birth to three. I was the third one by then. So he was posted to the Ashanti region, Yamwase. So we were there when he started from primary school. So before I got to the middle school, he left our place for Nigeria. He was working there. When he went there, he didn't even work. He went to the university and then he read law. So he came out as a lawyer.
Your father?
Yeah, he came out as a lawyer. He died in 1999.
Sorry.
No problem. So we were there with our mom here after the secondary school. So in 19, I went to secondary school in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a break between 1990 to 1991.
Yes.
There was a break.
Because?
I had a child.
Okay.
So after us, my mom said, no, there is no way I'm going to still have to continue.
Yes.
So I continued. So I wrote my final exams in 1993.
At?
Kofanochi Secondary School.
Okay.
And things were not right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was taken to Tetrim.
Mm-hmm.
The Trim Secondary School to rest it again.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat for the exams and then in 1994 I came out successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Monica's Training College.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Monica's Training College in 1994, completed in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started teaching in September 1997 at Sechaduma Seku.
Okay.
So in 2001, I thought it was to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat for entrance exams, UNIBA,
mm-hmm.
and I passed. So in 2001, I had admission, facing Ghanaian language.
Right.
Yeah.
Not Sechaduma,
no. No, UNIBA, yeah, Central Region.
happened?
So 2005, God being so good, I had my second class upper.
That's very good.
Then in September 2005, I came to this school and I started teaching here.
Alright. Now, my colleague Gracia Clark met you with other women.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? What do those other women do? What is their particular organization that they belong to?
Not really. They just come here to study the Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
And after it, they go back to...
So they will be part of what the Sheikh talks about as adult education program.
Yes, they are part of them.
And that would be a women's group as opposed to the men's group.
Men's group, okay. Yes.
Who teaches them the Arabic?
The women, their fellow women.
Their fellow women?
Yeah, their fellow women.
Okay.
But majority of them are petty traders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in their own business.
Now, the school here is divided into sections, classes.
Yes.
The girls' classes,
yeah.
The boys' classes. You teach here.
Yes.
What level do you teach?
Yes, it's 1 and 2, both boys and girls.
Both boys and
yes.
girls. So you are allowed to teach across
yes.
Gender.
Yeah.
Okay. In the girls' classes, they are taught by men as well, right?
Yes, they are taught by men.
Okay, but do women teachers teach in the boys' classes?
Exactly.
They do that.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Is there the broader sense you see here, you know, 9 plus 3, that is 12 classrooms for the girls.
Yes.
How come that there are so many girls on this campus? Because now we observe that there are a lot of girls
yes.
in this school. What changed that made this?
Really? Now our parents know. Before, they were not taking much importance to education because mm-hmm. they were having that primitive idea that when we go to school, especially when you go to the other Christian schools, mm-hmm. we'll even stop praying.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had another idea that when we are even sent to school, the money that they will use in paying the fees and the rest, even though we are not paying fees, but you pay certain things, they would rather use those money to buy clothes for themselves, mm-hmm. buy cooking utensils, so that mm-hmm. when the girl child is going to marry, they will give the child those things to go. Mm-hmm. But now they've come to realize that no, instead of you investing in, even though it's not an even investment, using those money to buy those waste things, because finally they are rubbish in your home.
Yes.
They've gotten to know, no, they have to use that money to educate the girl. And if the girl starts working, she herself can provide those things. So when you go to Azongo communities now, but they've come to realize it, so they are now sending their girl child to education, and it is very much alarming. It's improving and it's encouraging.
So would you say then that who got them to think that way? Did they just come to think all by themselves?
No. It started from somewhere. When you go to my village like this, mm-hmm. Riamwasi, it's my sisters, my siblings who have got the opportunity to get to high, because the one before me has finished with a master's long mm-hmm. time. So they started to learn something out of it. Mm-hmm. We were getting married, we didn't ask our mother to give us anything.
Yes.
But they realized we were living good.
Yes.
We have everything, it's all right. Our mom is now weak, she can't work, but we are taking good care of her.
Yes.
But those who didn't allow their children to go to school, they are there, no one to care for them.
And they see it.
Yes, they see it. So I even know of a lady who got married, but later she completed SS and the mother forced her to marry. It was the same mother because of us. She asked the daughter to leave the husband, come back and go to school. Mm-hmm. And she's now a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah. So some people are taking care of what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes when we have these social gatherings,
yeah,
we do talk to them and they understand it.
Is this talking to them part of an organization like Federation of Women's Organization or,
yes,
just, or something
do.
That is happening that has...
Yeah, one form like when they meet, they do mm-hmm. educate them. And I have also taken it upon myself that wherever we meet and... Mm-hmm. At social gatherings, I do talk to them a lot, even though I don't belong to an organization. But wherever I go and they are there, I do sit down with them jokingly, and I'll be telling them, So they are taking it.
So then there is the opportunity here in this school with all these girls here that this particular idea needs to be.
Yes, but the problem is still there because a child will start JSS. Even classes, they will come and tell us she's going to marry and then they will withdraw the
child.
Still there.
Even though they send them here.
Yeah, it's still there. They wouldn't even allow some to complete.
Mm-hmm.
But
so what does the school do then for a situation of that type?
Really, sometimes you try, but the parents will be adamant. They wouldn't listen to you because I know of a girl, I just heard it, so I called the girl. So I told her, when they confront her, you should refer the parents to me because it wouldn't happen. She needs to get to some point.
Okay. But in your case, you said something happened. That was not part of it. You did it yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to go there. But I can not be not you. Now you went to St. Monica's.
Yes.
You went to secondary school. You went to post-sec and all that. And we talked earlier on as to whether you were allowed to cover your head just like you do now.
Yeah.
If there were certain regulations in the school over there that did not allow you to behave like a Muslim girl, do you think that those conditions could have actually been appropriate conditions that parents should be concerned about, who are Muslims, should be concerned about, that it changes the Islam of their children?
Yes, really, at Monica's, in fact, the problem we're having was you have to get up very early, do a whole lot of things before you go for the devotion. And you need that same time, you need to pray before going. So when you are late, definitely you'll be punished. But we were coping. They wouldn't even want to see you praying for that one, no.
But no, not to go, not to a Muslim way, not in a Muslim way.
Yeah, in an Islamic way, because
St. Monica's was
an Anglican. Yes, so they wouldn't for that one, because even with the house dresses and the uniform, we Muslims would like, we prefer the hands being longer and then the dress very long, but they won't take it that way. But because they played, it was a single sex, we weren't worried because there were no other male counterparts over there. So no matter how we put it on, it wasn't all that a problem for us. But we have a school at the secondary school at Central Region. I've forgotten about the name. The other time that Jetsa met, by then I was the National Women's Commissioner. We were talking about, they were preventing the girls over there from a whole lot of things.
Muslim girls.
Yes, which was in fact, it was changing their lifestyle in Islam. So we stood up, we wrote letters even to the minister, Central Regional Minister. We wrote letters to the appropriate quarters. And then they just hit some of them, but they neglected some of our flow. So we thought it wise, and then we told the parents that fine, it's not only that's not the only secondary school in the country. If you take your child to a school which you realize when the child comes home, how you want the child to behave in your religion, that thing is not there. You need to change the child to a different
environment. So then it comes from the home, not from the school. The home should become
They have to, because we talked to the school authorities, they were not trying to listen to us. We went to the minister, we went to the educational regional directors, they all came in, but they were trying to tell us that it's their school. We cannot tell them what to do. So it's better.
So in that case, the schools need to teach tolerance then.
Yes, but that aspect was lacking.
Was this a Christian school? Or
yeah,
was it
was a Christian school.
Christian school.
Yeah, it's a Christian school.
Okay, and you don't remember the name of the school?
No, for that one, I can't recall it.
Very good. Is there anything that you heard our conversation with Sheikh Kamil? By the way, you didn't give your full name, so...
My name is Maimuna Shaban.
Shaban.
S-H-A-B-A-N.
Rashid Shaban was somebody in the Zongo. He did a little bit of history in the 1970s or so.
Where?
He used to... remember, there is a history of the Zongo that was written by Enid Shulkraut, and one of his research assistants was somebody with the name of Rashid Shaban.
Rashid Shaban.
Yeah. So I remember that. Yeah, but is that, you had both conversations,
yes,
yours and the one we did before. Is there anything you think we missed that you like to let us pay attention to?
I don't think so.
Okay. then I will thank you very much
you're
for
welcome.
Helping us all along this way and making this interview today possible. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.